Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I am Patty.
By the way, if you're looking to work in a camp on the road, this might be for you. Parks Management Company, they're a good company. They're looking for camp hosts and attendants for their parks and campsites on California's Golden Coast and Colorado's Rio Grande.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, they've got some really nice sites.
Yeah.
And they need people to work. And we run into a lot of people who actually work and live in their RV and they travel across the country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they love really working cool. at the camps. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's for you, we've got the link on where to apply in the description below.
That's right. And hey, by the way, happy anniversary.
That's right. It's not our wedding anniversary.
No, that was last month.
Right. It's not the anniversary of us being on the road.
Nope, it's only been 2.5 years.
But it is the anniversary of owning our brand new motorhome.
Oh, yes. She's 1 year old.
Our Newmar Country Star 3709.
Yep.
38 feet of space.
Yeah.
It's a big difference compared to 30 feet that we were used to
mm-hmm.
when we had that Newmar Baystar.
I know, it did make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. But boy, I'll tell you, we had some problems with that Baystar.
Oh. Never again would I buy something like that with the Ford chassis because that, well, although we got it during the pandemic.
Right.
I think that was our problem.
It was built during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And the rear end had a recall.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all fine now.
Remember the refrigerator?
Oh my gosh. It took a month. My refrigerator was dead for a month.
Right.
It took a month for them to figure it out and get it fixed.
Yeah, we went through a lot with that.
We really did.
But you know what? Let's talk about what you like best about this RV.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have a few things that you don't like.
There's a lot of things that I love about this, but there are some things that just I don't like, and they drive me crazy.
Well, fasten your seatbelt.
Man.
You ready? What do you like best about this RV?
First of all, I do like the fact that it's bigger. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm comparing it to the last one, but I love the size. I think the size is perfect for us.
It is.
You know, it's...
Yep. One thing that's really nice, it's got slides on both sides.
Yes.
So that makes for a large kitchen.
In living room, yeah, yep. that widens it, that makes it bigger.
Makes a big difference when you can really push those two sides out
mm-hmm.
and have room. In the Baystar, we kind of had to crowd past each other in the kitchen.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. That was tough.
Yeah, it was. But at the time, I loved it. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, there's really nothing wrong with the Baystar. That
right.
was that's a great model
oh,
of an
yeah.
RV.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I understand why they're so popular.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are. They're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you like about this RV?
Well, let's see. You know what? I love the cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
Very good quality. They're heavy. They're actually very pretty, the way they faux paint them around the trim.
Mm-hmm.
The drawers are soft close.
It looks really professional.
It does.
I mean, I've seen some RVs with the cheap cabinetry, and oh, boy, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
This is really good quality.
You know they're not going to fall apart.
No. Another thing, we got a fireplace.
Yes,
now,
I love the fireplace.
At first, I thought, okay, an electric fireplace, come on. But you know what? It looks really good.
It is. We use it every morning. I love putting that on when I get up and have my coffee.
It
love
gives
it.
Off good heat.
It does.
You know, on some mornings you don't need a heater, you don't need the heat pump, you don't need the furnace, and you can just turn on the fireplace.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it works really well.
But it's nice too because you can give it a temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll, you know, maintain that temperature. It'll go off and on to keep that temperature going, which is great. You know, it's not constantly running. So
yeah.
I love it.
It is. It's really cool. You know, it's amazing how they have improved RVs.
Yeah.
The technology is really incredible.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like the extra counter space.
Oh, I do have extra counter space here. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I'm cooking. I have it on both sides of the stove, and there's just extra room to spread out on the counters.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason, the more counter space you have, the more stuff you find to put on it. You know?
I don't have a lot of stuff, do I?
Yeah, we got a few things.
Oh, well, those are my decorative things. I have to decorate.
You know what else is really a great thing on this RV?
What?
The hidden TV.
Oh, yes.
It's in the living area.
Yeah, you push the televator button.
Right.
And it comes up out of the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
It's got a Bose sound speaker system, which is also Bluetooth. So you can hook up a phone or anything to it.
Yeah.
And it works really well. But once again, that's part of the counter space.
Yeah.
You know, you do kind of have to clean off the countertop a little bit and then raise the TV up.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
is.
It's good because it's we don't use the TV very often.
Right.
So that way we don't have to look at it.
It's kind of put away, out of the way. And then when you need it, no problem.
Yes.
And it's nice because TVs nowadays are smart TVs.
Yeah.
You can literally attach a computer to it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, you know, it's got Netflix and a whole bunch of other stuff
on
it as well.
It's already built into it.
Also, while we're on the subject of things that sound good, the dash radio is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be you would get in these RVs or even trucks and cars in some cases, and the radios would sound terrible. You know, they just didn't sound that good.
Yeah.
But this has the Harman Dash radio with 180-watt JBL speaker system.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it does sound great.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it. You know, we'll put our podcasts on, play some music occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to hear the high fidelity.
It is, definitely.
You know, I want that dynamic range.
Yeah.
Instead of the...
Okay, what else?
I like the theater seating chairs.
Oh, yeah. As opposed to a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. It's nice.
Much better than the sofa. Although the sofa is nice. You can pull it out. And it turns into a bed.
Yeah, but we don't need that.
No,
hardly
we don't.
Ever.
But these are nice chairs because you can push a button and the footrest comes out.
Yeah.
They lean way back.
Mm-hmm.
They have USB and electrical outlets in them. And they have cup holders.
But what I really love is in the middle is that cubby that you open and there's all that space in there.
That's right.
Oh, that's my
That's Patty's garbage can.
No, it's not. I got a lot of stuff in there, but it's awesome.
I love it.
And then you'll say, you need to clean that out. And it's like, no, I know what's in there. I just cleaned it out. It's fine.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome having that.
You know, another thing they did, and I like this too, they kind of did a decorative air conditioning cover.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Right.
Yes.
Now, the ceiling actually has the heat pump and the air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And it just improves the appearance.
Yeah, it looks really good, which reminds me, we need to open it and clean those.
Yeah, we got to clean the filters.
Yeah, clean those filters.
Right. We also have to clean the fan.
We do.
That's above the stove.
After we're done here, we're going to clean that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have opened my big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
Because I can't do it myself.
No, I know.
Because I can't reach that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too high. You can just stand there and grab it all. So.
Another good thing about this RV is it's got two propane furnaces.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and those will really warm you up. We were down, 21 degrees the other night.
Yeah.
And never had a problem.
Nope.
Now, we didn't leave the hose out or anything.
Right, we unhooked our water hose.
Right.
Yep.
But the water compartment and the tanks are all heated by the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So they stay warm.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about freezing up.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else do we like about this RV that we've had for a year now?
Let's see, two bathrooms.
Oh, yes.
A bath and a half.
Right.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
You know,
you come back from somewhere and run to the bathroom. Everybody has one.
Yeah. And then that way we don't have to wait for each other.
No, it's nice too, because You know, we've got the main bathroom way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're driving and all the slides are closed up, you really can't reach it.
Right.
So the little bath here,
yep.
You can reach. It's right
perfect.
Across from the refrigerator.
Yeah. Cute little sink in there. I love it.
Yeah, it works.
Yep.
Speaking of the refrigerator.
Oh, the refrigerator. I love the refrigerator.
It's a residential refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they give you two extra house batteries as well. So we have six house batteries below mm-hmm. to kind of keep it charged and going,
yeah.
especially if you're boondocking. But it's a really nice, big refrigerator. Remember what Ruby said?
Yeah.
Ruby Cheeks came
yeah.
on board? She goes, oh my God, it's better than one I have at home.
Yeah. So. But you know, I also compare it too to the Baystar that we had before this. We had the...
That was the Norcold.
The Norcold. Oh, my gosh.
The one that died on us
oh.
for defective fans.
Yeah. And also, it would always get frost in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was constantly having to get the frost out of the freezer. And this is great. This, I don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah, it's really
wonderful.
Nice. Okay, what about the king bed?
Oh, yes. That's great, too.
Yeah, king bed is always a good thing to have.
Yes.
And we have the Sleep Number mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten pretty impressed with the Sleep Number mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did add a 4-inch foam covering to
it. Yes.
And I think we sleep real good on it.
Oh, I love it.
This RV also has two types of window shades on every window, including the big front window.
Yes.
And they're the blackout shades.
Mm-hmm.
And also what they call the sun shades.
Sun shades,
they
yep.
kind of keep the heat out, but
yeah.
you can still see out the window.
Right. Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, that's a really nice touch.
And they have a little more privacy with that, too, you
mm-hmm.
know. Or they give a little more privacy with that, too.
Yeah.
How about the rear diesel engine? I bet you like that.
Much more powerful. It's amazing. We're going up hills. Mm-hmm. We're going up mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know we were going up a really steep mountain the other day, and it was we're going 45, whereas if we were in the Baystar, people on bicycles would have passed us.
Yeah.
You know? But the diesel engine is powerful. It gets about the same amount of mileage. We get between 8 and 9 miles per gallon.
Right.
Diesel fuel is more costly.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I'll tell you, I like it so much better. I like having the diesel pusher in the back.
Yeah.
It's so much more quiet in the front.
Yep.
And it rides better as well. The Freightliner chassis mm-hmm. is so much better.
Yeah, that's nice.
With the air suspension.
Yep.
So that's a really nice thing.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And it's got air horns.
Oh, yes. You've always wanted the air horns.
Now, I'd go over and beep those right now, except we're in a camp and it would
yeah.
freak everyone out.
Yeah, you can't do that here.
So, but yeah, the air horns are great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every once in a while, you need to use them.
Yeah.
And man, I'll tell you, that's an attention getter.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You also like the water heater.
Oh, yeah. The
on-demand
water
heater. On-demand water
heater. I love that.
Yeah. If you ever get an RV, you will not be disappointed if you get that.
It's great. I can take a long shower. I don't have to worry about him coming in after me and, you know, not having any hot water. So it's great.
You never worried about that anyway.
What else?
Storage.
Storage, yes.
A lot of storage below.
Yep.
You know what's really amazing? We haven't really filled up our storage to capacity yet.
No, we have not.
There's a pegboard that you can put tools on.
I know. There's just, yeah, it's just narrow enough that they put a pegboard in. It's
mm-hmm.
pretty cool.
So it's nice because there are certain tools that you use over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You just put them on there.
I know. It's so easy.
You know, open the door, grab it. And
easy peasy.
Yep. And another thing that I really like about this, it has an emergency door.
Yeah, in the back bathroom
yeah.
there, in the master bathroom.
A lot of these things have, you know, just emergency windows, but this has an emergency door.
Well, we also have an emergency window, so we have both of them.
Right.
Which is nice.
Well, I'm going to use the door.
Yeah.
Because I'm not crawling out the window.
Well, you know, if the door was blocked or something and you had to use the window, you'd have the window there.
Yeah, so. I definitely would do that.
So I'm not sure. I guess that's why they put the two in. But yeah, it's nice.
I think there's one more thing.
What?
The washer and dryer.
Oh, my washer and dryer. I love that.
How could you forget?
Oh, I love having that.
It sure beats the heck out of going to laundromats.
Gosh, I mean, even though I just do one load at a time, it's so worth it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, they've got so much laundry, they can do like 5 loads at a time or whatever, but I just, you know, I
some of those campground laundromats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. What
yeah.
are they putting in there?
I know.
I think people wash their dogs in them. You know, I don't know. It's Well, you were saying they wash dog beds.
I think they wash dog beds and things like that. Lots of dog hair, but
or transmission parts. I don't know.
It's nice having the washer and dryer. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's it.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of anything else.
I know.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
There are a few things you don't like, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you always complain about something.
Oh, my gosh. There are some things that just...
What? What's the number one thing you don't like?
Okay, let's see.
It's a well-designed RV.
I would have to say the kitchen slide that comes out.
Right.
There's no cover over it.
That's right.
So if it rains, you have to get up there,
right,
go up on the roof before we leave and put the slide in to dry it all off with the towel.
Yeah, because
which is a pain in the butt.
It puddles.
It puddles up there. Now, I know there's like a rubber gasket that when it comes in, it should push the water off, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't.
So maybe it's not flat up there or something.
Right. We're going to have them look at it when we get back for some warranty work.
Yeah. So,
That is kind of like a flaw.
Yeah.
I've seen that on other models as well.
Yeah. I don't like that.
No, I don't either. I don't like getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and, oh, hey, we're going to leave. I got to get up and, you know, take a towel and wipe off the top of the slide.
And
so,
the reason that we knew, well, what
we
happened.
We found out the hard way.
Yeah. We found out the hard way.
The
very first time it had rained. You know, we didn't
put the slides in.
Never thought anything about it. Probably didn't even notice there was no cover on it.
No.
And we put the slide in and took off. And as soon as he braked, all this water came right on me.
Oh,
and it's like, what? What is this? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was a bad way to find out.
Yeah, so
it's kind of a design flaw.
Yeah, so we realized, not good. We're going to have to keep an eye on that.
And that's what we do.
So now what we do is if we think about it and we know it's going to rain, we just keep the slide in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't have to worry about going out there and drying it.
Right.
Which is kind of a bummer. You know, you want to have both your slides open, but...
Mm-hmm. I think there's another thing, too, that involves the slides that you don't like, and that is the slide has carpeting.
Oh,
it moves in and out.
Okay. The one slide... The huge slide on the driver's side.
On the bottom is carpet.
On the floor of it is carpet. Because the floor on the RV is vinyl, which is great. I don't know why, but they put carpet on the slide part.
I would imagine to save money.
You think?
It makes it easier to assemble and doesn't have to be as precise.
Do they think people want to have a little bit of carpet in the bedroom or under? I don't know. The thing that was really bad when the Baystar was, it was under the kitchen, just that little bit, and it always got dirty because, you know, you're cooking right there and food's falling. And,
I couldn't keep it clean.
Smashed, and, you know, so the carpets get smashed and they get dirty, and it's like, oh, I don't like that. Yeah, so let's see, what else?
Okay, there's two more things. Okay, the light switches.
Oh, the light switches.
Now,
what the heck?
You have to hit the light switch twice in order to make it work.
Yeah. Why?
And
I don't understand why.
I don't either. I think what it does is it activates the little switch box, and then you can choose which light you want to turn on because each switch box has several lights. Mm-hmm. Overhead lights, ceiling lights, accent lights, and there's also a little button that will dim the light as well.
Right.
Now, it is nice. It's wired really nice for the lights. I mean, you can lay in bed and that light panel above you, you know, you've got your security lights. You have a button where you can turn off every light in the RV, which is really nice.
Also at the door when you go out the front door.
So I think for some reason that panel is activated by touch. So you touch it and then you can choose what you want to turn on or turn
off.
But yeah, Patty, it drives her nuts. And
I
me occasionally.
It. I got to push it again.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, all right. The last thing, the big complaint about this thing.
I mean, really, when you think about it, there's only like four big complaints.
Yeah.
The things that we like way outweigh the things we don't like.
That's true. Nothing's
but
perfect.
This
either.
Last one is just.
This drives you nuts.
It drives me nuts. I don't know why Newmar does this, but in the back bathroom, the sink, it's rectangular, but it has a flat bottom.
Right. It reminds me of a stationary tub in a basement somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's smaller than that, but still, a flat bottom. Now, in the half bath, it's got a really cute round sink. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But that one back there in the back, like if we're not level, that water's going to sit on either one side or the other, and it doesn't drain. And even when we are level, all the water doesn't drain.
Yeah.
It just sits there.
Sits like, in the bottom.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. With an RV in this price range,
yeah.
There should be a better sink in the master bathroom.
I know
some of these RVs have like two sinks, and they're really nice.
Yeah, it's like, who designs this?
Some guy probably who's never RV'd before. He's just an engineer. He's a guy.
But the interesting thing is, I don't think anybody would even put that in their house for their bathroom sink.
Of course
so,
not. Hell
what the
no.
Heck?
Absolutely
Where
not.
Where does that come from?
So does that drive you crazy?
Yes, absolutely.
Bonkers.
Oh my God.
It drives her bonkers.
It does.
But other than that, it's a great RV.
I don't know. Maybe because of those four things, we need to find another
No,
RV.
We're not. No,
maybe
we've
we
had...
need to find something that we just, you know, love everything about.
We've had three in the last 3 years. No. All right. We're out of time.
Oh, man.
I'm dropping this subject as fast as I can. Hey, by the way, if you have something that you really like about your RV or something you don't really like about your RV,
yeah.
Feel free to shoot us a comment.
That's right.
You can follow us at rockingthervlife.com.
Or rockingthervlife on Instagram, and even Jeff Kinsbach on Instagram.
Right.
And Jeff Kinsbach on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you following us. We have a lot of people in foreign countries who are following us
we
now.
We do.
And
yes.
We want to thank them very much, too.
Yes, we do.
Especially at the Grand Canyon. We met people from Germany. We met people from France. We met people from Switzerland.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
It was.
So.
Sometime we're going to have to talk about all the different countries and all the different places that are listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pull that out. And
we definitely will.
Do a talk on that. In the meantime, you know what? Right down the street here is an RV dealership.
Oh, no. No. No.
What?
No.
Why not?
No.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.